I'm going to open up with a Marganisa Tava from Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And this is one of the two stories that even though this happened Barabim, the Sara Shikacha was Sholeit, and this Dvar Torah only stayed by me, even though he said it to a whole room. He said it to a whole room. The other story that was, I have to, you know, which it takes a long time to tell, which only that it was said to a room of 200 people by the Bali Amaisa when the aliens invaded Ner Israel, right, in the late 70s, right? And I heard the whole story, and the Shara Shikho was showing it. I'm the only one who remembers this story. And I thought maybe I dreamt it, and I reconfirmed with the Bali Amaisa that it's true. They saw the UFOs land, you know, on the Ner Israel campus. And I'm the only one who remembers that story, even though it was told in front of 200 people. Right, but okay, but that is another time, you know. But it's true. Listen, all the Fagelach, where are they coming from, right? That's alien DNA that's mixing in with us. There's no question about it, and it definitely infiltrating the highest levels of government. That is not a question, right? But I want to get back to, because we just raised this, a Marganisa term from Yaakov Weinberg, that he once said I was not in the Kolo, but I used to learn in the same Chabur as the Kolo guys by the Rosh Yeshiva. And for some reason, it came up in the middle of a Chabur. It's giving us an Inyone Tfila, and we got onto the Ushpizen somehow. They say, you know, the Ikar is, of course, to do it Lefi the Seder of the Spheres, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Yosef David, right? That's the Ikar, because that's what's connected. It's connected to Midas, so it's the Fidei Shtalshus HaMidas, right? And you want to know, you know, and he added, there's a room full of people, and I'm the only one who remembers this. And you want to know how it could be Shaykh that even though in the Fidei Seder of the Midas, Yosef is the sixth, right before David, you saw and chronologically, you know, he was born, you know, centuries earlier, right? You know, hundreds of years before Moshe and Aaron. It says because the real Seder, you know, in Halacha is Yilmad Torah, v'achar kach yisa isha. And Yilmad Torah, that's the side of, you know, that you should have Moshe and Aaron, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. And then Achar Kach Yisa Isha, that's Yisod and Malchus, the Zivug, right? That's the Ikar Seder, right? Yisa Yilmad Torah Kach Yisa Isha. Aber the halacha is Yitzro Mizgaber Olav Yisa Isha V'Achar Kach Yilmad Torah, and that's the side that Yosef had to be born before Moshe and Aaron, because the Olam was in Bchinas Yitzro Mizgaber Olav. Because of the head of Adam Rishon. So we had to have Yosef, you know, come earlier in history beside Yitzro Mizgaber Olav, Yisa Isha Vakach Yomatar. Right? That's what I explained.
Jump the shark.
He didn't say jump the shark, but you know, that you're saying, but it's a.
It's interesting because Yosef was switched with Dina, so really, Bechatabi, he wasn't supposed to be born.
Yeah. There's two shorts of the medrash over there, right? But yeah, so I don't know. But I said, Yitzro Mizgaber Olav, right? And that's it. So, but the real Seder is supposed to be Yom HaTor Vachach Yisaisha. That's why the Ikar Seder of the Sphiris is Netzachod. Then Yisod Malchus, Yom HaTor Vachach Yisaisha, right? It was Yitzro Mizgaber Olav in the Olamas. So we had to go to the contingency plan, and that's why Yosef had to be born first, right? The Dibur Pi Chacham Chain, and Maush a year later, he was in a sukkah together with Aaron Schechter, Zechron Levracha. He was visiting his Anaklach in Flatbush, and here Aaron Schechter sat in the same sukkah, and someone in the crowd asked this question about, you know, okay, Kayadur Seder Ushpizin. The feed is Seder of the Spheres, right? And how do you have Yosef before? So Rav Aaron Schechter had no comment. And Rav Yaakov Weinberg said, I looked in Sifrei Kabbalah, looked in Sifrei Chassidus, and never saw an answer. And so the guy who reported this to me, right, another big Talmud, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Lezer Lachmi, put up the Moros HaRambam, right? So on the Hakdama to the Yad, right? But I did the Evan Shasia on Yom Kippur, and that's the real thing, right? Anyway, so I said, Eliezer, we were together. We were in that Chabura 2 years ago, where he said this idea. I said, it's a beautiful idea. You sure he said that? I'm telling you, you were there also. And he said this idea. That's amazing.
He didn't remember it.
He didn't remember. It's like amazing that, people in that room. No, he liked the idea. He still could not recall after I reminded him. He said,
Rabbi Weinberg didn't remember it?
This Eliezer Lachman did not remember
it.
That was because there was probably 200 people in that sukkah. He was co-hosting a tish with the Rosh Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. So he didn't want to say the Seidus Barabim. He punted.
Brother-in-law was with him. If he was in a sukkah, is
Rav Yonason David?
Yonason
David.
Yeah.
Yonason David. Yonason David is Rav Huttner's son-in-law.
Yeah.
Anyway, so okay. So that's.
They had to have Yosef earlier. If he could, then Yosef should have come.
Should have been born afterwards. So, because the world was, because the world was functioning on Plan B, contingency, emergency basis. That's why Yosef had to be born. Because you mean Erev Asaretz, Mitzrayim, Erev Asaretz. It's Yitzro Misgaber Alav. Right, Shtufei Zima. The Olamus was begetter Yitzro Misgaber Alav. So that's why Yosef had to be born first, to save the world. Save the world.
So, the reason, but that's where he lies is really later. And Mimila, that's why Yosef comes out.
How would he have saved Mitzrayim if he came later?
What? No, say he, because of Mitzrayim, he had to be born earlier. Because of Erev Asaretz.
No,
was there Shtufei Zima?
No,
he was only Benisoyin, and he pospoiled that Am Yisrael didn't intermarry. Right. Yeah. So anyway, just to finish the story, Right. No, that.
And it came out of his finger.
Yeah, not out of the wrist, but still.
He tired that way. Different orifice.
He saved us. That's why Amisol didn't intermarry. He saved us from. All right, so I'll just fast forward, just show the difference between Ashkenazi and Sephardi Kabbalah. And years later, as the one time I went to Rav Yaakov Hillel's Eitz Chaim Shir, I was invited by his son. And it didn't speak to me, Also, Rav Shapiro, I asked him about it, Tistakel ba'sefer shol, shor she'ayam zenikra, tagira taim ze maspik amok, ata tachlit, but anyway, it didn't speak to me, This is a very technical shir. But he did touch on something interesting. He touched on this question, that how it is that, Yosef, he's a later Mida, could be born chronologically before, Moshe and Aaron. And he said a very interesting idea, a technical answer, that, just answering it from a technical point of view, that in the human form, there's two different things that are connected, Netzach and Ahod, right? The Beitzim, the right one is Netzach, the left one is Hod, right? And then, the right one and the left one, and then the legs, right? So he said like this, if it's the Beitzim, so the Yesod hangs lower than the... But if it's the raglaim go lower than the yesod. So he says it's bichinas how Moshe and Aaron were born in history, they were bichinas raglaim, and raglaim go lower than where the yesod is, and that's why they were born later in history. But as of course, there's also bichinas netzach and in the beitzim that are higher up than where the yesod reaches, right? That's what he said. This is like a typical, this is from Yaakov Hillel. Right? But it's like this between Hasidic and Sephardic and Ashkenazi Kabbalah.
Who's the
Hod
of the Beitzim?
Right.
right? Yosef is so, but who's the host?
Yeah, yeah, don't say, you can't say, you can't say a co-ed company.
That's all we ever talk about. It looks like that's all we ever talk about.
Your wife said this? That is all we talk about?
Yeah. Every Gemara is like this.
I went over Yaakov Hill after the shiur. Yeah. And I commented, this is what I heard from Yaakov Weinberg. So he smiled. He kind of gritted.
He wasn't into it?
He wasn't into it. I like it. It was like a kind of diplomatic. So then his son, Yehuda, was the one running. Ma Marta Laba, because Yaakov Hill is British, right? But his kids, are straight Israeli. From the colonies,
The Queen's English.
He speaks the Queen's English. Right.
He has an Indian accent.
He uses British citizenship to go to Gates and whatever. Ze philosophia, ze lo kabbalah. The Sfarim, they don't like Hesberim. They don't like the philosophical approach to it.
Sfarim Kabbalah, I heard, is very like longish in the word.
Yeah, it's very technical.
They're not so much into
Hesberim. Ze philosophia, ze lo kabbalah. Anyways. Okay, so I just want to share that to Marganisa Tova, but anyway. What?
This bar, the Yaakov Weinberg,
called the Kasidisha. But anyway, so let's just talk quickly. The Indian of Sukkos Beit Shoeva, what has to do with the Chag HaSukkos? There are two mitzvahs in this Chag. There's Sukkah and there's the Arba Minim. And when you look at it, you think about it, these two mitzvahs are actually opposites. They're inverses of each other, right? The Arba Minim you have to own. Ulakachtem lachem mishalachem. That's not halacha by sukkah. Ruin kois oleshev b'sukkah achas, right? No problem with, a sukkah she'ula, during all sukkahs, right? Arba Minim, the mitzvah is to hold it, right? Hold the Arba Minim. That's in the tila, right? Right, it could be as big as long as you can lift it. You got to be able to lift it. Right, sukkah holds you. As he machzik rosho verubo v'shulchano, Arba Minim, you hold it. Sukkah holds you. Right. To be mizbonin in the Indian of these two different mitzvahs. Right, so the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim. Right, that indeed they commemorate two different things. Right, Sukkos is keneged Yanon Yakovet, the Nisei HaMidbar. He says Arba Minim is not keneged the Midbar. Arba Minim is keneged Eretz Yisrael. That we have to be Makir Tov, that Ribbono Shel Olam took us from a Midbar where nothing grows to a Makom where things grow, and that's the vegetation. And he says an interesting word.
Right,
correct. Very good. Right, split. It's like when you're dealing with opposites over here. So Sukkah's connected the Midbar, and the Arba Minim is to connect our Korah stuff that Baruch Hu got us the heck out of there, and put us in a Makom Yozera, where things grow, right, vegetation. And he says Kach Min Aroy, that you have to remember the good times together with the bad times. And the bad times, the hard times, connected to the good times. Bad times? It's what he says. Bad times. Why bad times? Now, what does it say? So now another thing we had in the Midbar was the mud. Vayamcha vayarivecha veachilcha saman asher lo yadata v'lo yadun avosecha. What do you mean? He tortured you. He hungered you. He hungered you, and he gave you the money you didn't know. They ate the same damn thing every single day, every day, for 40 years. Asher lo yadata v'lo yadun avosecha. Bishlam v'lo yadun avosecha. Asher lo yadata. Vayancho v'arivecha. So the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara says an interesting thing and learns out from there that you have to understand what you eat in order to be full from it. And the Gemara that's says, therefore, a suma, and the Gemara learns out from there, a suma who can't see what he's eating, right, doesn't feel full, because part of it is to understand it, right? Part of it is to understand it. You have to internalize to be full. It also be internalized here as well as here. That's right. Because so the whole food is like this, right? You know, the Nisim of the Midbar are called the hard times. Look, Amishol is always dissatisfied, you know, getting stuff for free. They're getting free stuff, and they're still always dissatisfied, right? Because the whole thing was above Hasaga. It was over their head. Over their head. Right.
It was one long yeshiva. They wanted to get out of there already.
Right.
Or they wanted to start a chug life. That's what they wanted.
All right. Very good. So Rabbeinu Bechai is like, that says interesting vort like that in a totally different style, as we'll get to in a second. Right. Right. But the vort is like this. You know, the midbar was over our head. Right. Now, what's over your head is lo yadata. Because now there are certain things that we could understand, right? You could understand, but we don't really know if it's true. Yeah, we could see the possibility. We could see the mahalach, right? But, you know, who says any of it's real, right? There are certain things you understand. Like, see, I could explain to you how all the bad things that ever happened to you are really for your own good, right? And you could hear what I'm saying. Won't make you feel better, right? Right? Right. So that's the difference between Bina and Das. Bina, you can understand things intellectually, but Bina doesn't get absorbed. You know, Bina is to generate possibilities. You could, you know, generate possibilities, but that's all a mental exercise. Right. You're right. So now with this, you understand what the post says. Hashem b'chochma yosar eretz, konein shamayim b'tzvuna, bedato nifku tahomos. Das breaks down to the core, down to the tom. Bokeh adatom, it penetrates. You know it's true, right? You feel it penetrates all the way through. That's what the Gemara says, that, you know, called that mishesh po das, right? So, sovjarshem das chadorim yimaleum. It fills. Das fills your whole being, right? You know it's true.
No longer exists.
Right, right. Very good. Kamayim layam mechasim. Very good. He chopped the whole, where we're going with the mimer, right? Is that right? So, you know, there you go. Right. So now the, right. You know, there's two types of life events, right? There are things that you can handle and things that you can't handle. Those are two types of life events. It's either one or the other, right? So now, you know, and that's what sukkah is versus the dalad minim, right? Sukkah is bitochen. It's bitochen, right? Right? The Rebbe Borsham's carrying you. Vayinasem vayit natleim. The Rebbe Borsham's carrying us. But when he carries us, you know, he does it with an invisible hand. You know, it's hard to internalize. You know, we understand. That's why sukkah, is around you. Sukkah holds you.
Kinesh Yorkino.
What?
Kinesh Yorkino.
Kinesh Yorkino, right?
That's what they say by Talis.
Yeah, it's because over you, because it's on top of you, right? You know, so like there's by Chochman Bagoyim Tamin, right? I saw this by Rebbetzin Weinberg, Aleh Hashem, the Roshiva's wife. In her kitchen, she had something from one of the Chachmei Osam, a famous piece of poetry, The Walk on the Beach. It's a famous, after as I saw it, quoted many times. I first saw it, you know, hanging like, on her kitchen, you know, above her shayish, right? Above her counter. You know, that I had a dream. I was walking with God on the beach. I could see God's footsteps here. And there's only, during the hardest times of my life, there's only one set of footsteps. Why'd you abandon me? Right? No. Those are my footsteps. I was carrying you. That's the end of Sukkah. Right? Barsha's carrying us. Right? Right? So, you know, now, amazing. So Am Yisrael understands. Am Yisrael understands that the Rebbe is carrying you, carrying us, right? The Goyim don't even understand that, right? Because, so the Rebbe in the Sukkah, it's makif, it's connected, anonia kov dehekef, And that's what's brought down in Kisyar. It's connected to the Makifim of Bina. So it's Havana. Yeah, we can.
Right?
That's why I don't sleep in the sukkah. But it's right. That's Makif. That's true. That doesn't mean you don't sleep in the sukkah, right?
That's
right.
So there's a Chabatskers down.
What?
That's right, the Chabatskers.
That's right, no, but it's the Makifim of Bina, right? Right, yeah.
Because of the Makifim. They don't want to sleep in the sukkah.
Right, it's too holy. Holy space. Whatever. But the. They have also.
Mittler Rebbe, so they get
it. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but they say he didn't mean seriously, you know, by the way. So he didn't sleep in the sukkah. It's too cold in Lubavitch in the winter, you know, so. Russian winter, you know, that's why. All right, but yeah, okay. The no, so
winter, what's a winter?
What?
Sugars is not winter.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, the kids are. All right, well, fine. Okay. So the right. So now, yeah. So the sukkah is like the Ribbono Shel Olam carrying us. But here's the thing: he carries us. No, but here's the thing. Right.
Hananiah covered us.
Right.
And the sukkah is in the place of Hananiah covered, right?
Right.
So it covered us. It didn't carry us. It covered us.
Well, I mean,
that's what Kinesh, you know, means. It means.
I mean, yeah, it was Betsam overhead, I mean, but I
understand the
difference. But I think there was some carpeting also.
Like,
right. It's carpeting also, but it was makif. This is the point I want to make. It's makif. Right. So, right. No, so listen. So listen. Understand. You look at the shurim of sukkah. Right? So it has to be 10 tefachim high. Right? It can't be less. Me'olam lo yarda shechina lamata me'asar tefachim. Right? So that means that, you know, this, you know, so of course, immediately at 10 tefachim, mamish, was the shechina mamish. That's what the schach represents, right? All right, and now that the dimension sukkah is, you know, shnayim kegam, shnei mechida, and then echad ketefach, like, so it looked like a hay. And that's the soid that Olam Hazeh was nivra behay, right? Behay brahm, right? So, like, you know, you're surrounded, you understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam was borei the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam is right there at the 10th tefachim mark, right there. But he gives you your own space. Now, you know, so now during Chag HaSukkos, we're supposed to recognize, look at the Schach, and remember, it's not really our own space. Not really our own space, right? But we don't understand it because the Shechina is visible at the 10th Fachim mark and upwards. So the Shechina is invisible within the Chalal of the Sukkah. We're supposed to see that we are Mukaf, right? That our turf, that we think we have our own space, is surrounded by the Shechina. And that's also sort of the hey. Hey is the letter of the Shechina. Supesod, Sukas David. Right? Sukas David. Hey, the hey tata. The hey which Olam Hazeh was nivra with. Right? Now the Goyim, they don't even look at the Schach, they don't look at the walls, they don't look at these things, you know, they don't see, they just see their own turf. Right? Now we, you know, we have to juggle the fact that we have the halal of the sukkah that seemingly is our turf, but we have to remember it's got to be an illusion, because we see the walls that are betzur of a hay, we see the schach, right? But it's something that we understand, hard to internalize, right? Hard to internalize, right? But we do understand it. We have a be'emunah. So when it rains, you know, we don't kick the sukkah on our way out. We don't kick the sukkah on the way out. You know, we understand, look, Ribbono Shel Olam has his cheshbonus. That doesn't mean you're overly happy, but, you know, we understand Ribbono Shel Olam must have his cheshbonus. We don't kick the sukkah. The goyim don't even see the schach. They kick the sukkah. He told us to sit, and now he sends us out, right? So now this is an amazing thing that Rabbeinu Bechaya points out, and this is what Ritzvi was saying, right? You know, it's all one big yeshiva in the sense that he says that you calculate the dimensions of, you know, the square tefachim of a wall of the sukkah, it's 7 by 10. That's 70 square tefachim, right? And he says the 70 square tefachim connected to shivim panim l'tera, right? So I just want to be mazur chai. That's talking about the inside of the wall, shivim panim l'tera. And he says, but that's the side. Women are potter min asukkah, just like they're potter from talmud Torah, right? But on the other side, it's also 70 on the outside. But that's connected to Shivim Umos, who are on the outside. They never get on the inside. So on the outside keeps the Shivim Umos out. Kozach Biso Yeshu Basukas, right? Right, you know, they don't ever come in, they're kept out. We, this is Rabbeinu Bechai, right? And there's 70 on the inside, the 70 inner 70, 7 by 10, on the inside of the wall is the Shivan Ponim LaTorah. We got Torah, Goy She'asak B'Torah, Chayev Misa. And this is also the side, I say, Migu Davi Dofin L'Inyan Shabbos, Havi Dofli in Sukkah, Migu Davi Dofli in Sukkah, Havi Dofli in Shabbos. That Sukkah and Shabbos are in common. They both make Rosh Hashayachid. They complement each other on when Shabbos intersects with Sukkahs. Because also Goy Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, right? So Shabbos is special Jewish space, Torah is special Jewish space, and Sukkah is special Jewish space. Right? Right? Yeah, but we have to juggle that your Ribbono Shel Olam is makif around us. You know, so we're maven, that, and it's, you know, and that's what Havon is. That's why Konein Shamayim B'tzvuna, it's a bit over our heads. We can understand it, you know. Su Morom Einechem, right? But, you know, but it's, you could miss it. And if you don't look up, if you don't analyze, don't have an analytical look, right? But then the Dalet Minim is something else, right? The Dalet Minim is Das, right? This is what's written in Kisvei Ari, that, you know, the Dalet Minim is to be Mamshech Das upon us. Mamash be the ro call me arch kishem Hashem nikra lecha vi yoro mi mecca, and that's the famous tefillah that the Bnei Yisrael was mitaken to say for the tefillah lulav. You know, they made it into all the siddurim. That Bnei Yisrael said that before the tefillah lulav, so Yerutzim from the Bnei Yisrael that I should know that with the dal minim, the shema vaya of the which are connected the dal minim connected the arba osis shem, shema Hashem is chal on me. And it's a kiyum of the pasuk grow kamiyas ki shem asher nikarecha v'yoro mi mecca, right? That's right. So Gemara said tefillah tzarosh, but you know, but the what's brought down kisvei ari and bnei socher incorporated his tefillah that dal minim does that also puts the shem Hashem on you mamish. It's das, it penetrates, right? It penetrates, and this is when we have a handle on it. A handle on it that Hashem wa Elokim, right? So now it's an amazing thing, right? That the Gemara, you know, the Medrash says that, you know, we don't know who won by the din of Yom Kippur, right? But when Am Yisrael comes out with their lulav Yisrael, we know Yisrael Natzach, right? Baden Yisrael Natzach. It's a sign that we won the din, and the Goyim want to appeal it, and that's
Hashem.
Right. The Shem Hashem, it's a victory sign.
I thought it was like a soul.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Gemara.
I always thought that's the image that the Medrash is trying to tell you.
Right.
I know everybody says it's your kevavke, it's this, we're showing this. But the look of coming out with the thing, with this thing sticking out, looks exactly like you're holding up a sword. And I think that's the image that they're trying to portray.
It is a weapon. It's a weapon, but now the Goyim want to appeal that. Right, they want to appeal, and that's why with the lulav we do the Hoshanas. To Hoshana, because they want to be Mekatrik, they want to appeal. They want to appeal, you know, the Nitzachon that we got until it. And Hoshana Rabbah is the secondary Chosam against all their attempts to appeal. Because they have room to appeal, because the Pitka wasn't delivered yet. Right? But so with lulav, it's a sign that we had victory, and we're still with that victory sign. We have to still fight them until Hoshana Rabbah. That's Hoshana, save us from their Kitrugim, right? But in Sukkah, there's no competition. You know, in Sukkah, they just can't handle the Sukkah, period. They go in, they're immediately evicted, and they reject it on the way out as if they never belonged there in the first place, right? Because here's the thing, right? Because Alts Bitochen, the Goyim can't compete with us at all. You know, we have a special place by God, the Sukkah. They don't have that special place. And what that is, you know, in the Odom is the Emuna, right? Because having the special place by God is over our head. We have Emuna, they don't. So it's Emuna, not the us, but we have that Emuna. They don't have that Emuna at all. So Sukkah is no competition. So I lost a lot of questions. I'm going to test them with Sukkah. Give us a mitzvah. I'll give you Sukkah. Why don't you give them Lulav? No, because even though mitzvahs represent our ability to do and to accomplish.
Yeah, because they wanted to take the sun out and make it very hot. Lulav doesn't help you go into an air-conditioned room.
Right.
And the sukkah, that's
the story. That's the thing, you know, so, because you want to test them in Emunah. Because even though mitzvahs are what you can do.
I said he was testing whether they were doing mitzvahs for reward or they were doing mitzvahs for Hashem. I argue in this case, I'm sorry, then.
Right.
Are you recording
this? Everything. It's going on. It's going on. The rock around Kleistro. Right. Quiet. It was okay.
I hold that that was the test. They kicked it because they didn't get the reward. We didn't kick it because it doesn't matter whether we get a reward. We do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. The same mitzvah, that's
right.
All.
Okay, I'm not arguing this totally. I'm just saying it in a different open. Yeah, right, yeah, you take a look that Chag HaSukkos, Lulav is only one day. Right? Lulav is only one day. Sukkah is all 7 days. And that's a lesson for life. That how much can do is there versus bitachon. One part of can do for 7 parts of bitachon. It's really 1 against 14 because the lulav is only by day. Sukkah is by day and by night, right? And straight. You always need bitachon. 1 out of 14 is really your koach of can do. And Ribosha wants that from you. He wants your emunah, right? He wants your emunah. If you have emunah, he gives you mitzvahs to accomplish also. Right? They don't even stand up for a second in the emunah. They don't have a special place by the Ribon Shel, right? This and our shaychus to that special place is emunah, right? But even in that place, he left us latitude that we should fill the void with mitzvahs, and that's the end of the Dalet Minim, filling the void, and that's like bina is shemayim, das is what's yored ad latahom and fills that void, b'das chadorim yimaleu, right? And this is all originally precedented by God splitting the waters on the second day of creation, right? The Yehi Rakia B'Soch HaMayim. Because on the first day of creation, which Yom Kippur is Keneged, it's Yom Echad B'Shona. It's Yom Echad, not Yom Rishon. Meir said, why call it Yom Rishon? Why is it everybody talking Yom Echad? So Meir has two pshatim. First, because Hayah Kosh Baruch Hu Yochid Bo'olamo. Because even though everything was created in potential, but if everything's underwater, it's bottle in Metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the second shot of Medrash is, it's yo keneged that one day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Ben Latzarikim Ben Roshayim Ben Ezuzay Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is the great reset. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. It's like we go into a mikveh, like the whole world was underwater on the first day, and everything's bottle. Lifnei Hashem, right? Then right, Kiddush. Right.
That was Rabbi Akiva's Kiddush.
Right, right, right. No, but that's Malshin of Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Mm-hmm. You're Tovu and Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The whole world's in a mikveh on Yom Kippur, like the world was on day one, totally submerged underwater, dissolved, bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now HaKadosh will split the waters, which created open space, so you could turn towards, you could turn away. So the goyim, like they take advantage of the open space to turn away. And now I have my own turf. I got my own turf. Now, of course, that wasn't finalized until the water was, on the third day was moved to reveal dry land. Because you still don't have your own place to stand until you have dry land, right? But the opening, the Rakia B'Soch HaMayim, is what created open space, right? Right? And that's to create the chalala shel rishus, the halal where we have free will. Turn towards us, do our own thing. Chalala shel rishus, that space of 10 tefachim that the Shechina doesn't invade to leave us bechira, right, right, right. So now, keneged, so now what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say after Yom Kippur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Right, and Ratzvi said, really, the whole Chag HaSukkos is a kind of a kosher like pridaschem. I don't want you to be a nifrad from many, because on Yom Kippur, everything was nisachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The story that we went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the universes collided. The Elyonim and Tachtonim, Kohen Gadol, as an agent of all kinds, went into the God's space, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the whole world was in a mikveh, right? So now comes Chag HaSukkos, that even though life is going back to normal, but not normal mamish, right? You're going to have Sukkah and Dalet Minim, right? That, even though you're going to go back to normal life, where you have the two types of events, what you can handle and what's over your head. Connected what's over your head, you're going to have Sukkah. To always have bitachon, that it's the Ribono Shel Olam who's carrying you in all those situations over your head. That's what's over your head. But in that halal, right, you have the Dalet Minim, which is the end of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is that the Shechina comes down to the land mamish. Eretz asher eini Hashem Elokech haba. Right, the Shekhinah comes down into the Beis HaMikdash. It's Yorid Lamata Me'asar to the Makom HaMikdash. Right, so, but, and that's the Dalet Minim. And that's, but, you know, but it's up to us, because, you know, we have to do mitzvahs in the space that God gave us to bring the Elokus into the Lamata Me'asar Tfachim that's under the Schach. So around us is all Bitochen. Bitochen HaKosh is Makif around us. But in the latitude that he gave us, we have to fill that in with the Dalet Minim, with the Dalet. That's the Das. They don't just know there's a God, but it's just intellectual. It penetrates. And connected to how it penetrates your whole being, Elokus penetrates the whole world in a perfectly parallel way. Parallel to how it penetrates you, it penetrates Chalolo Shel Olam. And it's like the waters never split. And that scene of Nisuch HaMayim on this Chag. To, and we Dafka we're shafted Mayim Besas and Ikar Simcha was when they raised the water. Yes, climate change is MS and it's not happening fast enough. Right? We were supposed to invent the combustion engine centuries earlier. Right? Just we're so retarded, they didn't get around to it on time. We need to melt the polar caps by the year 6000. That the Gemara says in the Elef Hashvi, it's water everywhere. Right? Right? We have to undo the illusion of the Rakia Besoch HaMayim. It's just an illusion. The Gemara says in Chagiga.
The earth is going to be covered by water again?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're absolutely right then.
They're absolutely right. It's not happening fast enough. We're behind schedule.
Not going to be able to stop it though.
Of course not going to stop. Right? Although, you know, yeah. So, no, the, no. And, right? And that's what the Pasuk Rav Tzvi said. Umola oretz deas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. What will be das of Hashem, das, like how water covers the oceans, right? That, you know, we have to bring it, because we have to pierce the illusion of the Rakia Besoch HaMayim, of the open space, the illusion of Chalola Shorashus, which is the eternal space of the Sukkah when you ignore the walls and the Schach, right? We have to pierce that illusion, and that's what the Dalet Minim do, bring it down. That's what Eretz Yisrael does. That's the function of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. And that's how Losi Lovo, Yerushalayim will be mispashit to all Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will be mispashit L'Shar HaRatzos. Like Losi Lovo, the whole world will have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Eretz Yisrael will have Kedushas Yerushalayim. It's all parallel to the same idea. What?
But Eretz Yisrael will be all mine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, before the current all water, mamish, you know, but prior to that, while there's still earth, It'll be like, that's Mars.
We'll be living in Atlantis at that time. You know, Atlantis.
Yeah, I know. Why does Rakia represent the idea of Rishus? Why is that
the idea of Rishus? Because it gives open space. You could turn towards or turn away. Your Bechira, which is the ability to propel yourself either here or there, is totally irrelevant if water is everywhere. Because everywhere is the same place as if everywhere is underwater. You need Chalal. And that was the Rakia B'soch HaMayim. So you guys learned the Gemara in Chagiga, right? You know, so that, you know, that Ben Zoma says Mizborim Ben Elyonim L'Tachtonim. It's three etzpos. And Rav Shua said Adayim Ben Zoma B'chutz, and he died shortly after. He was wrong. And the Gemara says they're like right on top of each other. It's all one big illusion. The water is everywhere. I mean, the clarity of Einod Milvado that there is on Yom Arish, the Yom Echad, is perpetually there. It's an illusion. This Rakia B'soch HaMayim is an illusion.
I heard something.
Right?
What's the illusion of three
etzpos?
What's the three etzpos?
What?
What's the three etzpos?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, so I've read the Mekubon talk about the three major midas of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. I believe it's connected that.
Even, you know, that's not.
Even that's not. Even that's an illusion. Einod Milvado. It's all Ein Sof. Water everywhere is besod Ein Sof. The Ein Sof was never. There's no halal in the Ein Sof. There's no real halal. It's all an illusion, right? No, and that's so. And so Sukkos is like that. We want to go, you know, from Lifnei Hashem to Taru, not to leave being Lifnei Hashem. We go from Lifnei Hashem to Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. Simcha, but Simcha, you have two different parties. There are Samech, one another, but it's Lifnei Hashem. You should have Simcha, right? But Lifnei Hashem, so we could feel ourselves, right? Feel a sense of Zich, but not at the expense of feeling the absolute hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that it was already learned from that din of Usmach Lifnei Hashem Kechem Shiva Tziyon, that Sukkah in the Mikdash, where your mamash Lifnei Hashem, is called Shiva. Look at that. You know, in the Mikdash, you feel bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see all the Nisim Niglim, you Misham Shoah Vim Ruach HaKodesh, and Dafka there, where you live, you have Sukkah, so over there, Lulav is Doraisa in the Makom Mikdash all 7 days, because Rebbe Baruch Hashem wants it that we, with our own efforts, pierce the illusion and come to these batlos. So it's the can-do is to come to through our own efforts. And that way, that's how we're not bottle in Olam HaBa. You should think we should be bottle because the Ziv HaShchina is everywhere. So we should be bottle from Metzias. We're not bottle from Metzias because how the Shechina will be Nizgala everywhere was through our efforts. So our existence will not be a stira to the Ein Sof being openly everywhere because we did it. We did it by our efforts.
This is summarized. The word Yomer shows up 13 times by the Akeda, shows up 10 times by the 10 by Mom. The idea being that 13 is the equal law. Adam, Shoah, Hu, Bara, because Adam is able to be the equal, where he is with Mons of the Rutso.
Right, right, yes, yeah. So that's saying that on this Chag, we have Nisuch HaMayim. We're raising up the waters again. And the Simcha is in raising up the waters. We want to flood the world. We don't want the illusion of the Rakia B'Soch HaMayim. The Tzdukim wanted the illusion, right? Because the Tzdukim wanted their own turf. They wanted a business relationship with God. When they heard what Antigos Yishtochel said about that's where it all started from. We didn't sign up for that. We want schar. So they want there to be two sides of the table, and we export to God, and we import from him schar. That means they want the Rakia B'Soch HaMayim. That's why they're against Nisuch HaMayim. Right? And that's why, and he was Nisuch Al-Gabe Raglov, that I don't want the waters to climb above where I have standing, right? And Ragmu Kolam Be'esrogehem, the Kaidur, the Esrog is connected to Midah of Oretz, Malchus. But Malchus, right, Malchus, Esrog connected, you know, the Heyachrona, that the world is created, you know, because he wants to break off the Midah of Malchus that's called Eretz, Artos Achaim, from the other Midas. So Megayim, they took their Esrog, and they pelted him with it to give him what he wants to do. He wants to break off the final hay from the other Eis Hashem. We want to make the Ichud. Right. Right. We want to keep the Oisias together. And be mach the midah that's called Oretz with the Mashpia, which is to sew up between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. And the Ikar Simcha is that we raise it. The Ikar Simcha was when they poured it on the Mizbeach. The Ikar Simcha is that we are willing to draw the waters up, to elevate the Mayim Nukvin, right? That we want to undo the Rakia B'Soch HaMayim. We want to undo. We don't want to leave that water under the earth. We want to raise it up. Shafte Mayim B'Sasa Mimayne HaYeshua, right? Because the real salvation is, right? That salvation from the real Hoshana, Mimayne HaYeshua, the real Hoshana from the Yetzara and from all the Kitrugim, is right when we understand Eino Milvado, and we understand that even though mitzvah was to give us that shouldn't be Namar Kisufa, but what mitzvahs produce is the revelation. Mitzvahs, their product is that they pierce the Rakia B'Soch HaMayim and unleash the Gilui of the Ein Sof, pierce the illusion that the Ein Sof has been constrained. It pierces the Chalal. And that's the sod of why the amazing thing that mitzvahs leave you around to be nene miziv hashchina, because even when Rebbe Baruch Hu will be take away the illusion and show be megal the ain't so mamish deyas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, you won't be bottle mimna mitzias because that revelation came from you, and that's why it won't be mevatel you because you made it happen. The main thing that our can do is see megala eno milvado. You, I wash. Okay, and you're a coin. Thank you. Thank you for coming.